In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.
Charlie, this is a long-distance blessing for my granddaughter, who is a bit late. Do a real quick blessing for her. In the ancient church, there were two sets of orders. The major orders were the bishop, priest, and deacon. Minor orders were the porter, or the doorkeeper, the lector, or reader, the exorcist, who did exactly what you think he did, and the highest level of the minor orders was the acolyte. The word acolyte starts in the Greek, akolothos, meaning attendant, and it goes through medieval Latin as acolytus to the modern day acolyte. Some scholars going backward wind up with the same Greek word, which they interpret as follower. The early candidates to the priesthood generally went through the minor orders first. As a matter of fact, the acolyte was actually an ordained male about 18 to 20, intending to become a deacon and then a priest. Now the minor orders are just lectors and acolytes, neither of which requires ordination. Today I'd like to talk about the contribution to that ancient yet modern order, the acolytes who came forward a few minutes ago for their blessing. CHC has had well over 150 Christians serve as acolytes through its history. We have had many siblings, sometimes up to three of them at a time, serving together. We have had fathers who bore chalice and their sons or daughters serve with them. We have even had at least one instance that a grandfather and a granddaughter served as acolytes together. There was one time when a young man was delayed in his torch-bearing duties due to the fear that he might set the church on fire. Another boy was old enough to be a crucifer, but he couldn't control the top-heavy cross because he was just too short. There was a young lady who thought it was funny to wear multicolored socks under her alb, and at least two of them had passed out in the line of duty. I did the math a few weeks ago and realized that my Sundays have been controlled by children more than 50 years younger than myself. And one would think that it would keep me young, but no, when I started with my first group of acolytes, I was 6'2" and had all my hair. Some 7 years ago, when I first approached Bishop Sutton with the idea to recognize and bless these acolytes, I wasn't sure that I could get all of them, mostly young people, to show up at the same time and the same place with the same purpose. Sometimes just getting four of them to show up more or less awake with their hair presentable, wearing appropriate shoes, on time and robe for each mass is not unlike herding cats. Sometimes it's good to just get by with just a scratch. But the majority of them did make it here this morning. And I'll tell you, I walked in at 8:25 and the four that are serving today were already there, robed and ready to go. But now as I look upon these servers, some of which are actually listening, I'm struck by how safe our future really is. These kids are great multitaskers. They all go to school. Some have jobs. Most involved are in one or more sports or another activity. They attend youth group functions, school functions, family functions. They play video games. They keep up their various social media accounts. They mostly follow the directions of their parents or teachers. They do their homework, watch some TV, and read. They jam 30 hours a day into a 24-hour day. Yet with all this going on, they also find time to serve the Lord. I see them each week leave the tugs and pulls of their everyday lives and fix their concentration and love for at least an hour on something that returns no quick or tangible reward. I'm so very proud of these young people, and you somewhat older persons too. The job you do is 100% volunteer. I know parents are involved, and God bless them for their support. But without the specific dedication by each one of you, this ministry would fail. And so, reflecting on the early definition of an acolyte as an attendant or a follower, but realizing the dedication of these individuals, I believe them to be more like leaders in the making rather than simply followers. There have been many blessings heaped upon us at Church of the Holy Communion. One of the greatest blessings of all is this group of followers who will be leaders. Amen.